KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the Iowa Wrestling and Coaches and Officials Association put out its first dual team wrestling rankings on Wednesday for the new season. Class 1A Don Bosco rated number one, with Lisbon and Denver 2 and 3. Missouri Valley in at number 4. Lake Mills is ranked 5th with I-35 6th. Logan Magnolia in at 7th. Emmitsburg, Wapsie Valley, and Woodbury Central round out the top 10. They list a top 16, and Panorama comes in at number 16 in the 1A list. In 2A, it's New Hampton, Turkey Valley top rated, with Clarion, Goldfield, Dow's 2nd. Davenport, Assumption, Ballard, and West Delaware round out the top 5, with PCM, South Tama County, Washington, West Liberty, and Webster City finishing off the top 10. In Class 3A, Fort Dodge top rated, with Southeast Polk, Waukee, West Des Moines Valley, and Johnston the top 5. North Scott, Iowa City High, Waverly, Shell Rock, Ankeny Centennial, and Glenwood round out the top 10 this week. Well, the traditional National Signing Day is in early February, but it's taken a major hit. Under a policy that took effect this year, high school seniors could sign letters of intent during an early signing period that began Wednesday and runs through Friday. Now, the vast majority of football players decided they didn't want to wait to pick their schools. Of the nation's top 25 prospects, according to a composite ranking of recruiting sites compiled by 24/7 Sports, only a handful are delaying their decisions to February. Clemson signed two of the nation's top 3 prospects in quarterback Trevor Lawrence and defensive end Xavier Thomas. The top previously uncommitted player to announce his decision Wednesday was defensive end Micah Parsons, who chose Penn State. The Iowa Hawkeyes signed 15 players to letters of intent, a class headlined by 4-star quarterback Spencer Petras and junior college defensive lineman Davion Nixon. The 6'5" Petras, the rare Iowa signee from California, broke school records for yards and touchdowns previously held by current Los Angeles Rams starter Jared Goff. Nixon turned down Alabama to sign with Iowa after a season at Iowa Western Community College. Iowa State signed 18 players to letters of intent yesterday, including quarterback Rial Mitchell and wide receiver Sean Shaw, Jr. Mitchell threw for nearly 3,000 yards and rushed for 1,000 in 2016 and was considered one of the nation's top dual-threat quarterbacks. Shaw caught 40 touchdowns in his prep career in Oklahoma. Also in college football news, Byron Coward, a former 5-star recruit at Auburn, is transferring to Maryland and is expected to be eligible next season. The defensive lineman was among the 22 players Maryland signed on Wednesday. Number 14 Notre Dame has indefinitely suspended wide receiver Kevin Steverson and running back C.J. Holmes from football-related activities. A local television station reports that the two men were caught shoplifting clothing from a department store Friday night, and they've not yet been charged or booked into jail. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes will be without starting left tackle Alaric Jackson in next week's Pinstripe Bowl against Boston College. Coach Kirk Ferentz says the redshirt freshman has been suspended for a violation of team policy.
Alaric Jackson will travel with the team, but he will not be playing in the ball game due to violation of team policy. And he's done a good job in the interim, so he's worked hard so far, working to meet the goals that we've put in front of him. So as long as he continues to do that, he'll be with the team, but not dressed out for the ball game.
Ferentz says freshman Tristan Wirfs will make the move from right to left tackle, and sophomore Levi Paulson will get the start at right tackle.
We'll probably move our right tackle to left tackle and elevate Paulson. I think that's probably the plan right now. That's how we've been practicing.
Ferentz expects the Hawkeyes to sign 20 to 22 players when the February signing period is done. Well, yesterday started college football's first early signing period.
Yeah, I'm still in favor of an early signing period. I'm not sure this is the best time, quite frankly, but, I am in favor of that. And I think the other thing about the other part of this equation is right now, none of us can really make full judgment until this whole recruiting process is over, because I think it's going to be a learning period as well in the next 6-7 weeks.
We'll have that Pinstripe Bowl game coming up next week here on KJAN. In NFL news, quarterback Cam Newton says embattled Panthers owner Jerry Richardson should be considered innocent until proven guilty. Richardson is under investigation by the NFL for sexual and racial misconduct in the workplace. He's announced he's selling the team. The quarterback says while he disagrees with any type of sexual misconduct, he has immense respect for Richardson based on their 7.5-year relationship. He says, quote, "Everything that I've heard were allegations, nothing has been actually proven." Also around the league, NFL Network executive David Eaton has resigned amid complaints about a hostile work environment for female employees and a history of sexually explicit conversations on Twitter. The 53-year-old Eaton was in charge of news operations at the television channel and NFL.com. The Chicago Bears have placed linebacker Pernell McPhee on injured reserve. McPhee will miss the final two games this season. The Bears have 15 players on their injured reserve list. Miami Dolphins tight end Julius Thomas and guard Jermon Bushrod have been placed on injured reserve and will miss the final two games of the year. Tampa Bay rookie tight end O.J. Howard and four other players have been placed on IR and they'll miss the final two games. Tennessee cornerback Logan Ryan missed practice as he heals from an ankle injury that knocked him out of the Titans' previous game. And backup cornerback LaShawn Sims hurt a hamstring in practice on Wednesday, needing an MRI. Coach Mike Mularkey says Ryan remains day-to-day along with defensive lineman Carl Klug on it with an injured groin. Los Angeles Rams place kicker Greg Zuerlein, who leads the NFL in scoring this season with 158 points, on injured reserve yesterday. Zuerlein has been dealing with a lingering back injury all season. College basketball last night, it wasn't pretty, but it was a victory. Iowa State held off a second-half rally by Maryland Eastern Shore in a 55-49 win at Hilton Coliseum. Cameron Lard had 15 points as the Cyclones improved to 9-2.
You know, we're fortunate to get the win. Don't devalue winning. No excuses really for how we competed and played tonight. It's on all of us. But don't devalue winning. It's good to get these guys home, get with their families, enjoy the holidays, and then we got to get back on the 26th and get ready for the Big 12.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones will open up the Big 12 race at home on December 29th against Kansas State.
A month ago, we probably were in a rough shape. Or we were in rough shape. They put themselves after the end of the non-conference season. Obviously, we got Tennessee in the challenge. If we can hold serve in the Big 12, we'll have an opportunity to play in March. And that's our goal. That's been our goal since day one. You know, the goals don't change here for us, regardless of who you lose, who you bring in.
Elsewhere in college, top 25 men's basketball last night, freshman Wendell Carter Jr. had a season-best 27 points. His number 4 Duke routed Evansville 104-40. Also, number 5 North Carolina stunned last night by Wofford 79-75. Number 10 West Virginia beat Coppin State 77-38. Number 23 Seton Hall an 89-68 winner over Wagner last night. Number 18 Baylor wins 80-60 over Southern. Marcus Foster had 16 points as number 25 Creighton shot nearly 70% during a 58-point first half as they beat USC Upstate 116-62. Also number 21 Tennessee outlasting Furman 66-61. And in baseball news, the San Francisco Giants have acquired infielder Evan Longoria and cash from the Tampa Bay Rays for outfielder Denard Span, infielder Christian Arroyo, and two minor league pitchers. The 32-year-old Longoria leaves Tampa as the longest tenured player in franchise history after spending nearly 10 seasons in a Rays uniform. He's the club's all-time leader with 1,435 games played, 261 home runs, and 892 RBIs. Arroyo is the Rays' number one ranked prospect. Tampa's also sending right-hander Stephen Woods and left-hander Matt Crook to San Francisco. Also, a person familiar with negotiations says the Washington Nationals have agreed to terms in principle on a $4 million one-year contract with first baseman Matt Adams. That's pending a physical. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.